Do you generally order an Oncotype on all your patients with ER-positive, node-negative tumors, or are you more selective in terms of situations where patients are kind of on the fence or you're on the fence?
Yeah, I think I'm selective. You know, I probably order Oncotype DX for the 7-millimeter up till probably 2-centimeter tumors. And then above 2 centimeters, it depends on the age of the patient and other things that are comorbid medical problems. But I think for the larger tumors, I tend not to order it.
Now we're going to talk about adjuvant trastuzumab, but what about the Oncotype in patients whose tumors is ER positive but also HER2 positive?
I tend not to get it in those patients because I think HER2 plays a large role in the calculation of the recurrence score, and I think in general HER2 positive patients typically are in the high-risk group. And I also think that chemotherapy is more important in the HER2 positive patients. There's no data for trastuzumab without chemotherapy. The trastuzumab may be the most important piece of therapy for HER2 positive patients, and in general, I'm always giving that with chemotherapy. So I tend not to do an Oncotype in my HER2 positive, node negative patients.